Hey, I got papers of wisdom. What disease did cured ham actually have? It's a mystery to me. You have a woman in California, in Palm Desert. Her name is Denise Roberge. I hope I'm saying that correctly. The name of her company is Denise Roberge Art Gallery, and it's located in El Paseo. Let me give you a little background. El Paseo is kind of the Rodeo Drive of Palm Desert, of the Coachella Valley, right? And she has a beautiful store there. It's a great gallery, art gallery, and she's dressed the mannequins up, and she's got pro-Trump signs everywhere, and she has a full-size or life-size poster image of the president, and it's kind of cool. She has photos of the left-wing guys with mouth tape shut, and some people are complaining, and she's saying, hey, it's freedom of speech, you know, I can do what I want. More people have to be conservative. She's outspoken. She's helping the cause, and people are saying, I don't like it. I say, probably don't shop there then. That's all I got for you. Interesting. I won't pronounce this name right because I rarely do that. Is it Ilhan Omar of Minnesota? She's the communist, the Democrat rep. She seeks now to create the capitalist system that will be left behind in pursuit of a fair and just economy where the federal government guarantees everyone jobs, housing, health care, free abortions, and so on. Your typical socialist, you know. She should go to Venezuela. She's wild. Go there and see how you like it. I mean, she's trying to convert a country now that works well with the free enterprise system, the capitalist system. It's got some kinks and twists, but the people who give it those kinks and twists, they're not capitalists. They're thieves that walk around with cards that say that they're capitalist, okay? And you have this woman who's taking advantage of all those things and throwing in her own, you know, Moronsky stuff, and she comes up with this. I mean, move away. The same woman recently was asked whether or not the allegations were true that she supposedly married her brother, and she refuses to answer the questions. That's getting a lot of press. I mean, think now. Like the one hillbilly said to another in the Ozark Mountains, let me see, Your Honor, if I divorce my wife, will she still be my sister? Hey, who would have thunk it? You got Mexico. Mexico, a total of 17,608 killings in gun-controlled Mexico during the first 6 months of 2019. In 6 months, over 17,000 people have been murdered. Let's talk about guns in Mexico. It's kind of like Chicago, right? You can't get a gun. I mean, there's only one gun store in the entire country, and it's owned by the government of Mexico. All firearms must be registered, and the type and number of guns one can own are highly regulated. Ammunition's regulated, and yet there's a gun in every corner, but the bad guys have them, or the police. The good guys are getting mowed down. It doesn't say here, out of the 17,000 killings, which works out to about 35,000 a year, doesn't say how many of them are innocent bystanders, the people that aren't allowed to defend themselves, okay? It's kind of like Chicago. The left is always hung up on this. We need more gun control. We need criminal control. You don't need gun control. Guns should be given out free to all of the good guys and teach them how to use it. And these numbers, they'd go down, even in Mexico. Two liberals, they were fishing. Their names were Lefty and Looney. They found an incredible fishing hole, right? And they were pulling fish out of the water just one after another every second. Finally, it was getting dark and it was time to go home, and the boat was full of fish anyway. And Lefty looked at Looney and said, we got to keep this spot a secret. Let's mark an X in the bottom of the boat to mark the spot. Looney laughed and laughed and said, what's wrong with you, Lefty? What if we don't rent the same boat? That's left-wingism. And now you got people in Seattle who have said, they must be fishermen, they have said left-wing fishermen, not a capitalist fisherman. They've said we want the minimum wage, and they got it. And now there's a company that said it's cost us $10.6 million more. Still we're out of business. Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Restaurants Unlimited. They employ 2,000 people. Their wages went up by $10.6 million. And they're saying all the people now that work for us, those 2,000 people, they don't get paid anymore. That $8 or $9, $10 an hour that they used to get. And they don't get the tips. And most of them stayed at home for free because 95% of them are students and young kids and they needed the job. And look what y'all did. It's bad. Don't interfere with the marketplace, you left loony people. But they do. And they just keep on being themselves. And here you got a question about citizenship status in the 2020 census. Trump is saying, we got to have it. Nancy, goofy Nancy Pelosi, she's saying, no, you can't have it. That's because you're white. You want white power. Bad. You know what? Up until, I think it was Obama, somebody fairly recently knocked it out of the census. It's always been in the census. Over 100 years, it's been there. It's kind of typical. Are you a U.S. citizen? this is the United States, isn't it? I kind of thought. And it goes on and on. And then she goes on to say, Nancy, you, to the president, you just want to make America white again. He just wants a census. What a stupid thing to say. Oh, stupid comes from stupid. Stupid is forever and so with dumb. You, come back here tomorrow. We're going to have some more for you of smart talk, and we'll talk about the stupid. Hey, see ya.